Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Franco. Baylor moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Owen moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Owen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to second. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. There goes Bernazard trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Corey Snyder now playing left field. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks, who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Bolton now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Butler reaches second base with a double. Wes Gardner now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Frobel now playing right field. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Scott Bales now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Joe Sambito now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs scores. Rice moves to second. One out. It's 7-4, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Greenwell moves to second. Mark Huseman now pitching. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to third for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.